630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Republicans say Neil Gorsuch will be confirmed to the Supreme Court despite Democratic filibustering. Today, a Senate showdown is at hand.
As Senate lights burned late into the night, basically it was Democrats taking to the floor to oppose Neil Gorsuch. Washington's Patty Murray.
Perhaps this nominee may be the only thing standing between someone's rights and an executive branch that operates as though it is above the law.
But the chamber is controlled by Republicans, and at some point today, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will likely lead the move to change Senate rules so that Supreme Court nominees are not subject to filibuster. Right now, there will not be 60 votes to get around the Democrats' blockade. Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
A veteran of 24 years in the Virginia House of Delegates is hanging it up. Republican Fairfax County Delegate Dave Albo announced on the House floor yesterday he won't be seeking re-election. Albo says one big reason for his decision is that it's hard to keep stepping away from his law practice for 80 days a year to serve in Richmond. Virginia Republicans have again rejected a bid by Governor Terry McAuliffe to expand Medicaid, saying the state can't afford to extend the public health coverage to thousands more adults. The GOP-controlled House rejected an amendment to the state's budget that would have given McAuliffe the ability to expand Medicaid. Eight states and the district have eased their laws on recreational marijuana use, and now Virginia looks to be in the beginning stages of someday joining them.
The Virginia Crime Commission is giving the go-ahead to start a study on the effects of decriminalization.
We've got some catching up to do.
State Senator Adam Ebbins been a big proponent of relaxing marijuana laws.
The science shows that marijuana is less harmful than alcohol and tobacco.
He says this will take years, but it's no longer a party line issue.
Our Senate Majority Leader, Tommy Norman, had requested a study as well, and we've had some bipartisan support for medical marijuana.
And all but one of the major candidates for governor have said they're okay with decriminalization.
The people of Virginia are far ahead of the General Assembly on this one.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new report finds there's been an increase in crime in Fairfax County.
When it comes to crime in Fairfax County, Police Captain Matt Owen says there was a slight uptick in 2016.
We had a 2% increase. When we look at where that's occurring, it's consistent with drug and narcotic offenses account for a large portion of that increase.
Owens tells WMAL other types of crime are up too.
Things like counterfeiting and forgery and fraud offenses have shown a slight increase over the previous year. So we're going to take a look and certainly be addressing any of the crimes.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The southeastern U.S. is cleaning up after another day of severe weather, including torrential rain, widespread hail, and multiple reports of possible tornadoes.
Giant explosion on that pine tree out there. We thought it was a transformer or something. We didn't know.
A homeowner in Georgia, one of many Americans dealing with the damage left by storms barreling across the southeast and Midwest. The National Weather Service issuing tornado warnings for communities in multiple states and reporting numerous possible twisters in Georgia, Indiana, and South Carolina. The storms bringing a wave of hail to Alabama, where the governor declared a state of emergency in response to the severe weather. There was also quarter-sized hail in Kentucky. I'm Reed Binion.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,648, the Nasdaq at 5864. Sports, the Caps beat the Rangers, clinching the Metropolitan Division and home ice advantage throughout the playoffs. Baseball, Ryan Zimmerman homers and Bryce Harper has two RBIs. The Nats beat Miami. The O's beat Toronto. NBA, the Wizards take on the Knicks tonight. WMAL News Time 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
It's the president of the Washington Redskins, other than Bruce Allen.
We're so proud to announce you're going to be an affiliate of the Washington Redskins starting this season.
Every Redskins game.
And we're actually coming home.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
WMAL.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The Big Screen Store's big. Once a year, close out, blow out. Save big on every Samsung big screen TV. How big? How about up to $3,000 on Samsung end-of-model year big screen 4K UHD TVs? Save big on every last overstock and floor sample model. We're closing them all out. The Big Screen Store's big close-out blowout is a once-a-year event. But as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. And our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time with our legendary expert service and installation second to none. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. Don't miss the Big Screen Store's big once-a-year close-out blowout. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
From gardening supplies to gifts, Potomac Petals and Plants can help you cultivate the best of spring. Come and experience hand-selected quality that lasts. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
805 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, your delays back near Route 5, Branch Avenue. Now, if you're just getting past St. Barnabas Road and over toward 210, right now watching the funeral procession for U.S. Senator John Glenn. Heading around that stretch of the Beltway. Again, they're approaching 210 right now, and they're going to cross the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, heading to Arlington National Cemetery. On Route 50, getting through Bowie, let's take you that stretch. Very slow to get by the accident at 197. I'm looking at delays before 3301. Top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, pretty normal backups there. 270, earlier crash was minor, had been at Falls Road, but that has been cleared. For the trip in from the west, Greenway, Toll Road 7, that's been uneventful, which we like. And on 66 eastbound of Fair Oaks, that accident had been over to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers and storms a good bet for today, but watch out. A few storms could be strong, possibly severe. Large hail, damaging winds be the main threats, but heavy rainfall also possibility. There looks to be a slightly better chance for severe storms just down to our south. Our highs today in the upper 60s. Watch out for those windy southwest winds. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Alexandria, 55 in Hyattsville, 53 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. Arnold Schwarzenegger says he and Donald Trump were friends until he ticked off the president by not voting for him. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll talk to Jake Tapper with CNN on what's going on in Washington and other stuff. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
And joining us right now is Gordon Chang. He is the author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. And he is also a Forbes contributor. Gordon, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you, and thank you so much.
Yeah, speaking of North Korea, let's talk to you about that. President Trump is meeting with President Xi today of China. Can we expect any kind of progress on a North Korea solution there?
I actually don't think so. I mean, I could see that there might be some statements showing cooperation between China and the U.S. on North Korea. But long term, there is just so many disagreements between these two countries. Because China gets a lot of benefit out of North Korea, because every time North Korea does something provocative, like fire off a missile, like they did yesterday, you know, we become distracted. We don't talk about the issues with Beijing that we should, like South China Sea, predatory trade practices, Taiwan, all the rest of it. And we send our Secretary of State to Beijing. That gives China endlessly gives China bargaining chips. So short term, China really likes this dynamic. And that's why I don't think that there's going to be cooperation on North Korea.
Well, we've been talking throughout the morning, and we talked earlier to Ambassador John Bolton, and I know you probably agree with this assessment. North Korea is beginning to be a real concern because they have this nuclear capability. They have they're continuing to test their missiles. Sooner or later, they're going to marry those two things, and it's not going to be good for national security of the U.S. and a lot of other people. So how do we then get to China to step up to the plate and do something?
Well, I think we need to start imposing costs on Beijing for their support of North Korea's ballistic missile program and Beijing supplying semi-processed fissile material and components for North Korea's nuclear weapons program. This is just not only dangerous, but of course unacceptable. Once we start imposing those costs, we show Beijing that we're serious about our own security, that we're no longer afraid of them, and then we're capable in a situation where there's some possibility of a solution. And in any event, Chinese entities have been involved in money laundering for North Korea, so we need to enforce our money laundering laws. And until we do that, Beijing is not going to think that we're that serious about protecting ourselves.
And do you think that President Trump will actually go down that road to show that he is serious? Because some of the comments that he has made, some of the comments that Ambassador Haley has made are somewhat provocative and may paint themselves into a corner.
Well, yes. First of all, administration officials have been talking about imposing secondary sanctions on Chinese entities and banks. I don't know if they would go so far as to unplug a Chinese financial institution, because that would rock global markets. But it would also stop North Korea's proliferation activities. On this idea of threats, yes, an administration official on Tuesday talked about the clock has already run out on North Korea, and that's a threat to use force. It's also a threat to use force imminently. And when you combine that with what was said yesterday about Syria, those look like threats to use force. So you have, you know, crises on both ends of Asia. And they could merge because the countries on the opposite side of those threats in Syria and in North Korea have linkages among themselves and consider themselves to be working together and consider themselves to be friendly.
It is often the case that when presidents of the United States meet with the presidents of China, they bring up issues of human rights violations in China and human rights concerns. Do you expect that will be on the table today? And if so, what specifically will the president go after?
Yeah, I expect that he'll probably say something, but it may be no more than a couple sentences. And this would be a mistake, because every time that we don't talk about human rights in a forceful way, China believes that we're, you know, concerned, that we're afraid of China. And after that, usually China engages in provocative and belligerent behavior, which is the dynamic that occurred starting in February 2009, when then Secretary of State Clinton, following established U.S. policy, talked about not raising human rights in a forceful way. And then we had, after that, some really bad incidents involving the U.S. Navy and China in China's peripheral waters. So this is a mistake that every administration makes.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you next. I mean, there is some concern about the way they're behaving in the South China Sea.
Absolutely. They're trying to close off the South China Sea. And last month, they warned a U.S. B-1 bomber not to fly over the East China Sea. And the language that the Chinese controller used is basically tantamount to a sovereignty claim to the waters of the East China Sea, which are international. They're part of the global commons. And the United States has always defended freedom of navigation. So this is a zero-sum contest with China, and we can't allow them to close off the East China Sea and South China Sea.
Do you have faith in President Trump pushing back? They're clearly going to try to test him. They're going to try to bait him. Do you have confidence that he'll be able to handle this the proper way?
I don't think any American president has handled China in a proper way for the last two decades. I think that President Trump is capable of acts of political will. I don't know whether he will actually display that political will with regard to China. That really remains to be seen, and we're going to find out in a couple days. But I think, though, that if anyone can do it, this president, who is not bound by convention, is very capable of that.
All right. And other issues you think are we missing something here?
There are so many issues. And, you know, normally when you'd have a Chinese and American leader meet, you would have South China Sea at the top of the list, as you just mentioned. But this one, there's so many consequential disagreements, trade, North Korea, that South China Sea is just at the bottom of the list.
Well, one thing we know about this president, he cares about trade.
Yes.
So I imagine that'll be pretty high up on the list, won't it?
Well, definitely. And China's behavior has gotten worse. They're trying to close off their market to American and foreign multinationals. So you have a real issue here about China moving in the wrong directions, because Xi Jinping wants China to achieve self-sufficiency. That's behind his Made in China 2025 initiative, which is going to hurt companies like Qualcomm and Boeing. And we just can't permit the Chinese to pursue that. Otherwise, they close off their market, their companies get really strong, and then they can attack American companies around the world, and indeed, even in the American market.
What is our most powerful weapon in dealing with the Chinese? What is the one thing in our tool chest that the president can wield effectively?
It's the weak Chinese economy, which is not growing at the 6.7% pace that Beijing claims. They've been putting on a lot of debt. They are basically creating debt five times faster than economic output. They need access to the American market and American investment. And that means, I think, that President Trump holds the high cards in his meeting today at Mar-a-Lago. The question is, in your question, does he have the political will to actually use those cards? I hope so.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Gordon Chang, thank you so much. Good day to have you here. We have this. This is one of the big meetings. We've had a lot of meeting of foreign leaders of late. But when you start dealing with the leader of China, and eventually there will be a meeting with the leader of Russia, those are the big ones. Those are the ones that matter and have so many implications around the globe. It is now 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. And Jamie, I know that traffic is torn up a little bit because we are seeing a procession toward Arlington National Cemetery for the interment mm-hmm. of an American hero, John Glenn.
Absolutely, and it's a special event right now coming around the Capitol Beltway, slowing down right now, passing 210 and Oxon Hill. So we're tracking this for you on the Beltway, on the way to the Wilson Bridge. Now the funeral procession, again, for U.S. Senator John Glenn, heading past 210. They will cross the Wilson Bridge and then head over toward Arlington National Cemetery. So if that's your route any way through that stretch, paying respects as you see that funeral procession pass by. Here we go. Elsewhere, 66 through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, slow. You know, we did have a minor crash at Fair Oaks. It looks like that's pretty much completely gone, even from the shoulder, so a little bit better news there. In the district, 15th Street at Constitution has been reopened. That was shut down for an earlier suspicious vehicle, but that's taken care of, resolved. Still a bit of volume, though, on Constitution Avenue lingering through there. On the trip into Burtonsville, cleared is the crash on 198 Spencerville Road, west of 29, and now you can use that. Traffic is moving through. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, listen, we're going to see some thunderstorms today. How severe they are is an open question, but a few of them could be severe. This will all start a little bit later this morning. In some parts of our listening area, it is already starting to rain heavily. The high today will be around 66 degrees, and it'll be gusty. Tonight, partly cloudy and windy. Winds out of the west-southwest at 20 to 30 miles an hour, a low of 45. Tomorrow, also breezy, high near 50. And then on Saturday, sunny and high in the low 60s. Sunday looks like a really nice day. Highs in the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Metro 29 Diner.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
Yeah, well, you know, Britney Spears. I've never thought of Britney as being an overtly political person, but she's having an impact on a political matter in Israel.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, see, American voters, they wouldn't think twice about this, but in Israel, it's a big deal. Case of Israel's Labor Party election. Apparently, Britney Spears is set to perform on the same day they hold their election, July 3rd. And the Israeli Labor Party, currently led by Isaac Herzog, moved its election to July 4th, according to an Israeli publication. They've not released the location of the polls. Harrods notes the party sources assume some votes will be counted at the Tel Aviv Convention Center, which is where Spears concerts will take place. An election and a concert, same day. And they're concerned about security and the crowds. So Britney Spears having an impact, believe it or not.
So she is Israel's version of the Hof.
I guess so.
Huh.
How about that?
Every country's got one, I guess.
I guess that's true. Richard Simmons. Now, look.
That's it. And again, 5, 6, 7.
People ask me from time to time, Brian, of all the people that you've interviewed in the course of your broadcasting career, who is the one that you didn't like the most? It would be this little jackass. I don't like this guy. But anyway, he's been reclusive, which I think is a good thing for the world. I think it's a good thing that Richard Simmons is away somewhere on an island not bothering anybody. But all of a sudden now, people say, where's Richard Simmons? We need Richard Simmons back in our life. I say, why? Why? This is, you know, leave him alone. He's fine. We don't need him back. But apparently, he's starting to come back. And he's inked a new deal with a company to take on the licensing and merchandising and endorsement. See, what I always suspected was that this movement to bring our attention back to Richard Simmons was organized by Richard Simmons. And I think that's the case. I honestly believe that is the case. He'd become irrelevant, and he decided that he would make a big deal about how he's reclusive, and he would generate all this interest in him, this faux interest. It is not grassroots. It is AstroTurf. It is developed and managed, and it is a campaign organized, I swear to you, by Richard Simmons.
So in other words, he's a genius.
No.
He is.
He's a jackass. Barry Manilow says that...
Not everybody's doing it, aren't you?
He's been doing some interviews and has been talking about the fact that, you know, in 2015, he did let it be known that he is gay and he's married. He didn't talk a lot about it. In fact, the information may have come out against his will, but he didn't want to talk about it a lot. And he was really fearful, apparently, that this was going to change people's opinions of him. But now at 73 years old, he is beginning to talk more about his marriage of some 40 years with Gary Keefe, who is his manager slash husband. And he says, look, I was really afraid that people would not, you know, continue to support me, but it's actually been exactly the opposite. I sort of looked at this thing, and I sort of thought, you know, nobody that I know would say, Barry Manilow's gay? Really? I'm shocked. Nobody would say that.
Even you picked up on that, and you have zero gaydar.
I have the worst gaydar in the world.
Zero.
But I knew for many years, and I think most people did. Not a big deal, but Barry Manilow talking about his gayness. Thank you so much for that. And here, this is a story that I really find interesting. A new study finds that pop songs themselves are changing. The songs that you listen to on the pop radio apparently are feeding into this idea that we have diminished capacity to pay attention as individuals. You know, this is the thing about...
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. No, this is the thing that happens with the internet and all that. You know, we hate to wait for things now. We have no patience. And apparently, they've changed. Music is changing because of that. Instrumental openings to the songs are very short now, if at all. Sometimes they just start right in with the lyrics. The tempo of hit singles is faster and peppier. And that's been, I think, a trend that's been going on for so many years. Here's the other thing that I've noticed about pop music is, you know, it used to be that sort of traditional standard form of a song was you had a verse, a chorus, then you'd have an instrumental part of the song where, you know, some great guitar solo or some great piano solo would be there, and then they come back and they do a verse and a chorus and out. That was sort of the structural. Well, the instrumental stuff is gone. There really are not instrumental bridges in songs anymore, and I don't know why that is. I hate that, because as a guitarist, I miss great guitar solos.
So let me ask a question here, since you are the musician, our resident musician here.
Yeah.
So does that just say because songs deliver such poignant messages that we just can't wait to get to the message? We just can't wait to hear what Ed Sheeran has to say?
Apparently so.
The words of wisdom from Britney Spears can't wait. Yeah. We have to get to them right away?
The other thing that's happening is every song you hear on the radio has a sort of a shout and response thing.
Well, now you're sounding like you're going to keep the ball if it comes in your ear.
And get off my lawn.
Exactly.
823 on WMAL.
Concerned that you pay more in taxes than you should? Get your taxes done right the first time with Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors, who will maximize your situation. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
Spring is finally here. Great time to get your rugs that deep down professional clean that they deserve. And there's only one company you should trust with your fine Persian and Oriental rugs. That's Hadid. I've seen how Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process which ensures the removal not only of pet odor and dirt and grime, but the bacteria, viruses, and allergens that hide deep within your rugs. Right now, Hadid's offering a second cleaning option for certain rugs that qualify. They've developed a cleaning process that is faster and will save you money. And there's another way to save, because apparently my friend Joe Hadid, he has caught spring fever, and he's offering an amazing deal. When you get two rugs cleaned, you'll get a third one cleaned absolutely free. So join in on the fun. Get your rugs cleaned today. Hadid has 4 drop-off locations and offers pickup and delivery service. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, go online to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com. Or dial this number, 703-241-1111. 703-241-1111.
Technology has forever changed real estate. In fact, the only thing that hasn't changed in real estate are the high commissions. Until now. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit.
Dynovite.com.
It's 8:25 now. WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Pushing through Bowie, and it's slow this morning due to the crash. Inbound 50 as you pass 197. Delays well before 3301, so plan for that. Normally don't have a delay through there. Once you do pass the crash at 197, though, wide open to the Beltway. Now, on the top side of the Beltway, if you're coming through Greenbelt to College Park, delays 95 to George Avenue, and in the backups, crash reported right near New Hampshire Avenue. And I believe they are going to send fire and rescue units there. So do watch that stretch of the Beltway pushing out of College Park and then through to Silver Spring. Let's go Virginia on Little River Turnpike at Braddock Road in the intersection. You're under police direction for the crash. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WML Weather Channel forecast.
Shower and thunderstorm chances will ramp up for today. A few storms could be strong, possibly severe. Large hail, damaging winds, main threat. Also watch out for some heavy rainfall as well. Our highs reaching in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees. It is now 8:26.
Some good news for the Washington Capitals. Yay, they beat the New York Rangers 2-0 yesterday. And because of that, they have won the President's Trophy honoring the NHL's best record. Coach Barry Trotz said, we didn't even mention it. All I said was, hey, good work. And then we talked about winning and we said we wanted to win the Metropolitan Division. And we did it. They are now assured of the top seed in the Eastern Conference. And they will have home ice now throughout the playoffs.
That's great news.
Yeah, and, good for them. Kudos, congratulations.
The Caps are playing great hockey right now. So continue on. And, you know, don't get wigged out about the Penguins. They always lose to the
Penguins. Very, very scary little birds.
Yeah, I know.
Very scary little birds. And also the Nationals, you know, not so good news there. And the news not as great there. They had their opening day on Monday, and there was a lot of blowback from that. There was a lot of long lines. We know that escalators not working. They won the game, which is great. But I think there were so many other things around it that took away from that win
The escalators at Metro didn't work.
Exactly.
And then you had ATMs that didn't work. And the food service was really, really, really slow.
Yeah.
And a lot of people complained about it.
Which you would think that by now, this isn't the first time they've ever played a game. You would think that these things like food service, that would be running like clockwork unless people forgot over the break. I don't understand. So some of these things, they promise that they understand fans are fed up. They understand the frustration over the ridiculous lines, the bottlenecks, the malfunctioning ATMs, and what was deemed by many on social media as terrible customer service, and they are vowing to fix it. So all of that will hopefully be fixed out. And congratulations again to the Caps.
Yeah, and so the Nats will play well, and everything will go well, we hope, in the days ahead. 8:28.
Live Casino and Hotel is the place to join and play during the new Member Choices Yours event. Sign up today for free for your guaranteed prize of $15 up to $5,000 in free slot play match player food credit. Just visit the Live Rewards Club to join, and you could win up to $5,000 now through June 30th. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Offer valid for new members only. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, Macy's Men's Suiting Clearance event just made updating your wardrobe a whole lot easier. Hurry in for incredible 70 to 85% savings and find your favorite designers. Save on suits and separates, sport coats and blazers, dress shirts and ties, dress pants and more. This is the one. 70 to 85% savings on the looks you need for work, special celebrations, nights on the town and more. Hurry, Macy's Men's Suiting Clearance event ends soon. Savings off clearance prices, exclusions apply.
Wall Street is great at selling you things that Wall Street wants you to buy.
Some advisors are really good at selling you products that you may not need. At the Wise Investor Group, we're different. We're not salesmen. We're your financial partners with an interest in what's important to you. For wealth management professionals who work with you to plan your future, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Coming up in just a moment, Jake Tapper with CNN. Right now, 8:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. He's gotten a lot done in 24 years in the Virginia General Assembly, but Fairfax County Republican Dave Albo says it is time to sit down. He announced yesterday on the House floor that he will not be running for re-election. House members from both parties are praising Albo as one of Virginia's most genuine and entertaining lawmakers. The late astronaut-turned-Senator John Glenn is being buried today at Arlington National Cemetery. His family and invited guests are saying goodbye at a private service at the Old Post Chapel beginning in about half an hour. North Korea is likely to be topic number one today when President Trump meets with China's president at Mar-a-Lago.
A defining moment for this president and this administration. As a candidate, Donald Trump slammed China for its trade policies and promised to win at the negotiation table. Now, with hotspots around the world in crisis, he sits down face to face with the leader of the country he attacked on the campaign trail.
Correspondent Joe Johns. Syria's foreign minister now says his country never used and will not use chemical weapons. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson this morning says the key to managing the situation in Syria is to first remove terrorist groups occupying the country.
I don't want to telegraph what the administration might do, but I will support their actions against the Assad regime. But I'm just saying what is probably most effective right now. Our next step, this really substantive, this actually going to change conditions on the ground, is defeat ISIS, hold that ground, and that will give us much greater leverage as we move forward.
A Secret Service agent assigned to Vice President Mike Pence's detail has been suspended after allegedly meeting with a prostitute in his off hours. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,648, the Nasdaq at 5864. Sports, the Caps win and clinch the Metropolitan Division title. Baseball, the Nats and O's each pick up their second win of the season. NBA, the Wizards are in New York tonight to take on the Knicks. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You go to your doctor for an unexplained weight loss, a pain, illness, or cough. Further tests reveal the reality. It's cancer. Well, let's talk reality. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital offers an innovative approach to treating cancer called CyberKnife, a non-invasive treatment using targeted radiation to destroy tumors anywhere in the body with pinpoint accuracy. So there's less risk of damage to surrounding healthy tissue and organs. CyberKnife also treats inoperable or unreachable tumors. Another reality? With CyberKnife, there are fewer treatments than with traditional radiation therapies, and a faster recovery too. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital physicians are among the country's most experienced in using CyberKnife to treat tumors. So if you're facing the reality of cancer, learn the benefits of CyberKnife at 855-218-6685 or visit medstargeorgetown.org/ckcancer.
Patrick Fingle, CEO of New Look Home Design, here with some reflections on roofing. You know garden gnomes? Those little guys with white beards and pointy red hats? They're used for outside decoration. But sometimes you meet a person whose garden gnome has sentimental value. Well, New Look Home Design values your garden gnome just as much as you do. We'll wrap them up all cozy and gently place them somewhere safe and sound. And when your new roof is finished, we'll put them right back where he belongs. Some roofing companies might not take your garden gnome seriously. Here at New Look Home Design, we consider it an absolute necessity. It's not a sales pitch, just a reflection, because we know that little details are just as important as big value. Speaking of big value, call New Look Home Design now and mention the garden gnome to receive 50% off all roofing materials. 50% off. The number's 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
I used to love wearing dresses and shorts. Then I started getting spider veins, and even worse, those embarrassing, bulging varicose veins. For a while, I covered up my legs. But then I discovered Vein Clinics of America.
Vein Clinics of America is the oldest, largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S., and for 35 years, they've been the leading expert in the treatment of vein disease. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as an hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by your insurance.
My legs look great and feel great. I even love wearing dresses and shorts again.
Make sure your legs look and feel their best for spring. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation to find out how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
Looking for a new home? Get New Homes Guide. You'll see every builder and new home community. The area's most complete resource matching home buyers and home builders for over 40 years. Don't say, I didn't even know those homes were there. Get your free copy at Harris Teeter locations and newhomesguide.com.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia commuters, get ready if you're using 395 off the Beltway toward Arlington. Here comes the funeral procession for U.S. Senator John Glenn. They'll be in the express lanes. They are coming off of the Beltway, off of the inner loop, and going 395 north, heading to Arlington National Cemetery. All right, 50 commuters in Maryland through Bowie. The struggle to crash in on 50 at 197. They still only had, it looks like they're trying to get two lanes to get by there. Now, not only is 50 slow, but Route 3 trying to get down onto 50 and merge in through to those backups. So plan accordingly. Top side of the Beltway, we've had delays. Normal backups, 95 to George Avenue. The fender bender in the delay at New Hampshire Avenue. Now, heading over toward River Road on the Beltway, slows from your old Georgetown Road toward the American Legion Bridge. Crews were checking out to see if there had been a crash. Looks like it's going to be on the end of the American Legion Bridge into Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms for today. Could be strong, possibly severe. The best chances late this morning through the afternoon. Just be careful out there. Large hail, damaging winds be the main threats, but heavy rainfall also a good possibility. Our highs in the upper 60s. We'll see the shower activity taper off a bit overnight. Lows drop down low to mid 40s. Mostly cloudy Friday. Chance of showers early. A bit cooler. Highs low 50s. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Burke, 56 in Damascus, 58 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by New Homes Guide. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. A busy day here in Washington. This is the day that on Capitol Hill, they will go nuclear. They will invoke the nuclear option and then move forward for a Friday vote on Neil Gorsuch. All kinds of stuff happening in this town right now. But I'm still very fascinated by the Susan Rice story, that it continues to percolate. And it was made more interesting yesterday by something cryptic that the President of the United States said in an interview with the New York Times. So he's talking to the New York Times, and it's a wide-ranging interview. And he basically lays out that he believes that Susan Rice, former National Security Advisor to President Obama, may have violated the law. Might be some criminal implications for her when she apparently asked that some of the names of the people they were monitoring in the Trump world be unmasked. He suggested that in the interview. Then he went on to add this, and here's the cryptic comment. I want to know what you think about this. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. He said, and I quote, "It's a bigger story than you know." Hint, hint. That's a wink there at the reporters from the New York Times for whom he was talking. He goes on to say that he would there would soon be new information that would emerge, quote, "in terms of what other people have also done." Hint, hint. At things to come involving other people and what they have done. So it seems to me that what the president is suggesting here is that there's more to this story than we have yet heard, and there are other shoes, as they say, that will drop. Now, I don't know what this means, but I want to say this. I think many people will disagree with me on this. I think the president was largely vindicated by his statement about we were wiretapped. Okay, I know. He wasn't wiretapped. I know in the technical meaning of that word, he wasn't wiretapped. But what I think he was trying to suggest to the American people, and what now seems to have been confirmed by the recent revelations, is that the Obama administration was monitoring his activities at Trump Towers and monitoring the people that were involved in the transition and monitoring even in the days of the campaign what the campaign people were doing. And the suggestion is, I think it's beginning to emerge, that the information that they were gleaning from this had nothing to do with national security. It had a lot to do with good political gossip that was shared very widely with political appointees. And some of that information, after it was shared, I am assuming, it got leaked. And so I think that he thinks there is more to this story and that there's another development that we have yet to see that will follow on to the Susan Rice controversy and scandal.
And you very well may be right. Fox News is now reporting that investigators for the panel that is investigating all of this told Fox News that the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA, all agencies in position and the probe, in position to aid the probe, are not cooperating. According to one House Intelligence Committee source to Fox News about the lack of responsiveness, quote, our requests are simply not being answered. The agencies are not really helping at all. And there is truly a massive web for us to try and wade through. And a senior intelligence committee source said the upper chamber had the same experience. And again, this is according to Fox News. The Senate source told Fox News any information that will help find the wide extent on the unmasking and surveillance is purposely not being provided. Now, an FBI spokesperson says the Bureau is working in good faith. CIA spokesperson told Fox News that the NSA was the lead agency on the matter and they referred questions over there. In a statement to Fox News, the NSA called the allegations categorically untrue. So now, who do you believe?
Well, first of all, let me say this about that. The House and the Senate Intelligence Committees have oversight of the intelligence community. The House and the Senate are responsible for providing the budgets for these people. They have the ability to call people on the carpet and bring them in a public hearing and demand to know why it's taking so long to get the information that they deserve to have. Congress has the right to this information. We, as American people, expect to know what's going on in this regard, and we do that through our elected leaders who have been chosen to monitor the intelligence agencies. These intelligence agencies need to get their butts on this, and they need to provide Congress with the information. There is a compelling public interest in this information, and I understand that we're talking about national security stuff, and we have to be careful about it, but there is no excuse for the intelligence community dragging its feet, its collective feet, all 16 of these agencies that collect information, dragging its feet and not providing that information to the people who are authorized to see it in the House and in Senate intelligence committees. Get off the dime here. Let's get some answers.
The piece here at FoxNews.com says it's not clear if the alleged lack of cooperation is from top brass or agency holdovers resisting the new administration. The CIA, headed by Mike Pompeo, who served on the House Intelligence Committee prior to his nomination, FBI, NSA, run by Comey and Rogers, both are holdovers from the Obama administration. And last month, they both declined to appear at a private closed-door House Intelligence Committee briefing, and they have not met with committee members since then.
Yeah. To the phone lines we go. John in Remington, you're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say, John?
Hey, good morning, Brian and Mary. Love your show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hey, you know, this is all well and good, and you're exactly right. You know, the people deserve to know what's going on and how their government is acting. But, you know, after everything is said and done, what's going to happen? You know, I mean, Hillary Clinton got away with it, and they didn't do a darn thing to him. I mean, we've had a president that was impeached and stayed in office. I mean, so what are you going to do with it once you get it? You know, enough of the drama. Let's prosecute some people.
Well, I think you're right. I think we ultimately have to follow up on this. And I hope that, and indeed, there's not this sense, well, let's not muddy up the waters. Let's not look backwards. Let's look forward. No. If indeed the intelligence organs of the United States government were being used to gather political intelligence for the president and his staff, that is huge implications.
And President Trump promised us that he would be a law and order president. So be a law and order president.
It is 844 on WMAL.
When I get to about three quarters.
When I get down to the bottom.
A couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Omega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dynovite.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
It's 8:45 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, very moving as commuters in Virginia now. You may have just seen the funeral procession for U.S. Senator John Glenn on 395 northbound, heading to Arlington National Cemetery as they head past Landmark and in toward the Arlington area. About 25 cars heading through that procession in the express lanes. The rain definitely hitting a lot of this commute, so take it easy. Have a number of fender benders that have popped up on the top side. Maryland Beltway Outer Loop in the backups near New Hampshire Avenue for the crash. In Bowie, inbound 50. Delays continue to grow with the crash inbound near 197. Also, not only just 270, but the Beltway coming out of Bethesda. Just jammed trying to get across the Legion Bridge. The crash reported after you head into Virginia right near the Georgetown Pike. So that's the culprit of those big delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms for today. Could be strong, possibly severe. The best chances late this morning through the afternoon. Just be careful out there. Large hail, damaging winds be the main threats, but heavy rainfall also a good possibility. Our highs in the upper 60s. We'll see the shower activity taper off a bit overnight. Lows drop down low to mid 40s. Mostly cloudy Friday. Chance of showers early. A bit cooler. Highs low 50s. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees. It is now 8:46.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
It's now 8:47 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. And this is a big day, as I mentioned before, in the United States Senate, where they're going to invoke the nuclear option today. But look, I want to be honest about this. Let's not call it the nuclear option. It is really the Reid option. Harry Reid, the former majority leader of the Senate, invoked this when it came to federal judgeships. And so he opened the door to this. And so it is really not something that, you know, Republicans want to do, but they feel that Democrats are being so recalcitrant. They have to do something about this. And so they're going to move this when it comes to Supreme Court nominees. They're going to have the same standard they have now for federal judges. It's the Harry Reid model. And by the way, you're going to hear a lot of whining today. It's already begun. It's been going on for days. Democrats on the floor of the Senate saying, but you didn't give Merrick Garland even a chance. You didn't even give him a chance to have a vote on him. Here's something else you need to understand. The reason they didn't, it was something known as the Biden rule. When Joe Biden was in charge of the Judiciary Committee, he made sort of a statement. By and large, he thought that when you're in the last year of a presidency and you have a vacancy on the Supreme Court, you don't fill it. That was Joe Biden's position. So it's the Biden rule and the Harry Reid rule that are really going on here today. And Democrats need to just sort of shut up about this because they are the ones who set up this whole thing the way it is unveiled. Now, what's going to happen? Here's the TikTok on it. At about 11 o'clock this morning or thereabouts, they will try to end the discussion about Gorsuch and move to a vote. Democrats will not be willing to do that, and they will in effect be a filibuster. And so at that point, they will then move sometime in the afternoon to invoke the nuclear option, which is essentially to change the rules of the United States Senate so that a Supreme Court justice nominee would only require a simple majority vote, 50 plus one, which ostensibly could be the vice president. There are 52 Republicans, so he'll probably get a few more than that. Some Democrats have even said they're going to vote for him. And then they will begin, the clock will begin ticking again. Once they invoke the nuclear option, I think there's another 30 hours of debate, which would push the final vote on Neil Gorsuch to become the next Associate Justice of the Supreme Court sometime late in the afternoon or early evening on Friday. So before the week is out, it is all but certain that Neil Gorsuch will be confirmed by the United States Senate as the next Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. This is going to be very interesting. And by the way, now we don't even have to go through this next time. If you can get 51 votes for the next nominee, he will automatically go through. There won't be all of this rigmarole, all of this dragging out the process, because, you know, the Democrats forced the hands of the Republicans who really didn't want to go there. One thing, though, I'm very happy to hear is apparently the majority leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, has said that he intends to continue to observe the legislative filibuster. That is not going away. So I'm happy to hear that.
No, great news. I hate to see it go in this direction because I wish Republicans could take the high road. That's what they've done. And I do think, as you have said many times, Brian, that just because you can doesn't mean you should. However, I personally believe that the Republicans of yore would have said, well, you know, it's not the right thing to do. We're not going to do the nuclear option because we disagree with it, and they wouldn't have done it. This is a different, we're starting to see glimmers of a different Republican Party here. I wonder if the election of President Trump has shaken them up and maybe given them a little bit more confidence. Are they learning? Yeah, some backbone. Are they learning how to maybe play in on the same playground that the Democrats have been playing on for at least 10 years now?
It is now 8:50 on WMAL.
A Better Life is brought to you by Humana.
How often do I get to report good news about cancer? Well, not often enough. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Cancer is still the second leading cause of death in the United States after heart disease, but we are making some good progress. Cancer deaths peaked in 1991, and since then, they're down by 25%, according to the American Cancer Society. Why? Well, reduction in smoking is a big one, but the study's lead author said there's also been improvements in early detection of cancer through screening and awareness, as well as advances in treatment. She expects the death rates will continue to decline. Diagnoses, on the other hand, are expected to continue rising. The most common causes of cancer death among adults: lung, colon, prostate, and breast. The next target, reducing obesity, which researchers say could prevent about 20% of all cancers from occurring in the first place. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Heavy rain this morning causing backed up traffic all the way to
Please Oxford. Remove all laptops and
links. Folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
Welcome to Westin.
Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
Not all air conditioners are created equal.
Dave Snell for Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
Well, let me tell you, not all air conditioning services are created equal either. Right now, a lot of companies are offering tune-ups. But at Snell Heating and Air, when my stand-up guys show up, I wouldn't call what they do a tune-up. It's not even in the same universe. It's more of a complete system rejuvenation. It isn't some guy that bangs your system with a broom or shines a flashlight at it. This is a tune-up on steroids. A 21-point checklist so comprehensive, I'll make you this guarantee. If your system can't take the heat and it breaks down any time this summer for any reason, we'll be back out for free. No diagnostic, no trip charge. Call us today and ask for your system rejuvenation, your cooling calibration, your AC transformation. Just don't call it a tune-up.
703-450-6300, SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
I'm Rick Edelman, financial advisor and best-selling author of The Truth About Your Future. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Springfield, Tuesday, April 18th, and Fairfax, Wednesday, April 19th, both 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, it is full on with the rush hour. Now that we have some of the rain and intense in areas, the rush hour is intensifying, to say this. Here we go across American Legion Bridge. I've been focusing on what had been reported as an incident, outer loop near the Georgetown Pike. Now, VDOT and crews tell me they didn't find anything there. If it was there, it moved along. But major delays coming out of Germantown on 270 and off the Beltway through Bethesda. And this is all to head into Virginia, so be ready for that. 50 through Bowie. Starting to see some movement now that the crash, they just moved that to the shoulder in on 50 after 3301 at 197. That's been tied up for some time. Wilson Bridge backups. You're still slow before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Update sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms for today. Could be strong, possibly severe. The best chances late this morning through the afternoon. Just be careful out there. Large hail, damaging winds being a main threat, but heavy rainfall also a good possibility. Our highs in the upper 60s. We'll see the shower activity taper off a bit overnight. Lows drop down low to mid 40s. Mostly cloudy Friday. Chance of showers early. A bit cooler. Highs low 50s. I'm meteorologist Todd Bort for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
In Northwest Washington, rain and 58 degrees. It is now 8:56.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, I had my fears about having raindrop and LASIK, but that was before I met Dr. Mark Whitten of Whitten Laser Eye. He and Dr. Rose put me completely at ease. Dr. Whitten is the most experienced LASIK surgeon in the D.C. area and very first to perform the raindrop procedure. Are you like me? Are you tired of your reading glasses? Then schedule your reading vision consultation today. Visit WhittenLaserEye.com or call 301-825-5755. At Whitten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
This is Attorney Mike Collins. Come to my seminar and I'll explain in plain English all you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, and how to keep your money in your family. I'll show you how to eliminate those dread death taxes and avoid the expense and delay of probate. See how our reservoir trust can protect your family's inheritance from lawsuits and the divorce court. Thousands of your neighbors have already attended. So watch the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up, you're gonna be late. Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With 2-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start! Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at comcast.com/service.
50 Floor makes getting new floors a breeze. Why drive all over town when 50 Floor will bring the showroom to you? 50 Floor will take up your old floors, install the new floors, and clean up. You're going to save big this month with 50 Floor's free installation sale on all carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl. 50 Floor offers 12-month same-as-cash financing. Call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. Use promo code RADIO and get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door. Details and licensure at 50floor.com.
Many Americans' top retirement concern is running out of money. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio, Sunday mornings at 6 with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. As a financial planner with a master's in taxation and an estate planning attorney, Mike translates today's complex retirement issues into easy-to-understand steps.
Our goal every week is to discuss strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible.
The Savvy Investor Radio and SavvyInvestorTV.com, Sunday mornings at 6 here on WMAL.
Well, listen, coming up tomorrow on the show, we'll be poised for that big Supreme Court vote, and we'll give you all of the latest developments on that as we move through the nuclear option today.
I was kind of hoping that they could also have sound effects for when they use the nuclear option.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool. That would make it fun C-SPAN watching.
Here is Chris Plant. Hello,
fun
Chris.
Fun C-SPAN watching. I think we should blow it more out of proportion because nuclear option is not hysterical enough. I think it should be the apocalyptic option, the death to all life on the planet Earth option. We're all going to die option. What a bunch of pathetic wimps we have running this town. Speaking of which, we'll have lots of updates on Syria, the